Wisconsin gets about 45 tanker train loads of Bakken oil a week, mostly through La Crosse to Milwaukee and Kenosha counties, but also down the western border counties to Grant County. The so-called pipeline on wheels continues to grow as Bakken production has doubled over the past 2 years to 1 million barrels a day. But more tanker trains have meant more crashes, 11 in the past year, one killing 47 people in Quebec. So federal regulators want old tankers replaced with new tankers, and they've ordered speed limits reduced from 50 to 40 miles per hour. Congressman Ron Kind has been pushing for more safety regulations in what he calls the Bakken Blitz.
We need more resources going into track upgrades. I would also like to see this stabilization agent be included in the Bakken oil. That's something that does happen down with the Texas crude oil right now. It wouldn't take that much to also require it for the Bakken, which, again, DOT found to be the most flammable, highly toxic substance that's being transported around the country right now.
Kind also says railroads need to be more transparent with community notification alerts when Bakken oil is transported through populated areas. He says first responders also need more resources.
They're looking for help from the railroad industry, from Wisconsin Emergency Management, not only equipment but training, and also hazmat capability, too.
The new regulations will have a 60-day comment period and would go into effect early next year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.